Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. Thank you for coming back to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me. And if you're new to this channel, welcome, and please check out all my other platforms that are down below in the description box. Today, I have a dream that I would like to share with you that I received on the very day of the solar eclipse, April 8th, 2024. The reason I did not do a video or a blog on it was because I put it instead in my April newsletter. However, in the last couple of days, the Lord has been placing it on my heart and in my spirit to go ahead and to share also, not just in the newsletter, but to share this publicly. So that's what I'm going to do today. This dream is about the solar eclipse and a meaning, a warning that comes with it. On that day, I woke up on April 8th to this dream. I saw in this dream myself walking along the side of like a seaside resort or like a boardwalk along the ocean, and I was looking for a place to eat or to grab a bite to eat, a sandwich. It was lunchtime and I was very hungry. I went into the first place, the first restaurant, and I noticed that there were no people. There were not any waitresses. There were no customers, even though it was open. I looked all around trying to find help to see if I could sit down, and nobody was there. So I didn't think much of it. I just left and I went into the next restaurant, which was down a little bit. And again, the same thing happened. Nobody was in the restaurant, even though it was open. And at this point, I'm thinking this is really strange that there isn't anybody there. So I left, and again, I went to another restaurant, and again, I went into like a fourth one, and this dream, it just seemed to go on and on. Every single place I went into was open but empty, no service whatsoever. Then the scene shifted, and I was coming out of a restaurant, and as I was coming out, I noticed that the day was starting to turn dark. Even though it was probably lunchtime, it was in the middle of the day, and I thought it was strange. I think my first thought was maybe a storm was coming, and then I looked up and I actually saw the solar eclipse happening in real time. This is in my dream now. And as I watched the solar eclipse, which, you know, you shouldn't watch it without having proper protection, but in my dream, I didn't know that. And I'm literally watching this solar eclipse. I watch everything get really, really dark. And I'm just mesmerized by this. And I think I was shocked. I didn't know what to do. And after a few minutes of just sitting there and watching, I saw it starting to become light again as the moon was passing by the sun. And that was the end of the dream. I woke up. So what the Lord has shown me concerning this dream is this, that the solar eclipse that we just had is an omen. It is a sign. It is a warning of things to come. And one of those things that I believe the solar eclipse is pointing to is a severe economic downturn or collapse. Now, many people who have done some research concerning solar eclipse similar to this for America have said that in America, usually these kind of solar eclipses point to war. They've seen a pattern of that, and most of you have probably already read about that. But I believe that this dream also points not just to war, but I mean, the solar eclipse points to war, but it also points to economic distress. And that is what the Lord was warning me about. Recently, I have been seeing more and more articles about businesses starting to close down. And I actually saw an article about restaurants closing down, and that's what prompted me to do this video, because there are restaurants and businesses just this year that are closing, that aren't able to make it. There is one such article that I will put down below in the description box, and it's called this. It's the name of the article is "A Restaurant Apocalypse is Starting to Sweep Across America." I'll say it again. A restaurant apocalypse is starting to sweep across America. So this is pointing directly to the dream that I did have, and that's why I want to bring this to you. Now, the Lord continues to show me judgments that are going to be happening. Most of you who have been following me for a long time know that through the dreams, words, visions, and messages I get, most of it are about warnings for His people to get ready for what's going on. And it's because right now we're going to be seeing more and more what I would call shakings that the Lord is going to allow. And these shakings are to awaken people so they can turn back to the Lord. That's why He's allowing them. During these times, we will see many people who will exchange their self-sufficiency to instead trusting in the Lord for all of their needs. And this is why the Lord is allowing this to happen. Now, I am reminded over and over again, and I know you all are too, those who are walking with the Lord, how merciful, long-suffering, and patient He is to His people, especially during times of distress. He is so faithful to warn us so we can prepare as best as we can, and then to have faith to know that He's going to take care of us, and so that we can trust Him in all things. Let us never forget, brothers and sisters, that no matter what, we need to remember that God is in total control. Now, I would like to end with these two scriptures. Philippians 4:19. "But my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And the second one is Matthew 6:31-33. And Matthew 6, the end of Matthew 6, is a great passage to read concerning how the Lord takes care of us. So I would recommend you read Matthew 6, especially towards the end. I'm going to read a part of it right now. It says, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink? And what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, there is a key to the kingdom in that passage that I just read to you, that if we first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things will be added to us. In other words, that the Lord will take care of our very needs.